Edition of the MMA OB Daily Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Adam Martin, and I'll be taking you guys through the latest in the world of MMA. You can follow me on Twitter at MMAdamMartin. This podcast, as always, available at MMAoddsBreaker.com. Go to our YouTube channel, like, share, subscribe, tell your friends about it. Check me out at BJPenn.com and MMArings.net. I should mention again that this podcast is available at Spotify as well now. It's also available at SoundCloud, and within the next few days, hopefully by the end of at least this week, if not next week, it'll be on iTunes. So I'm looking forward to that. That should be pretty good. Definitely going to start with the news here that Greg Hardy has stepped in to fight Alexander Volkov in the main event of UFC Moscow. So this was a shocker, for I think, for everyone yesterday when this news was announced. We heard in the morning that Junior Dos Santos was sick. He's been hospitalized with some sort of infection. So that, you know, I could, my best wishes to Junior. You know, great guy, and I hope he feels better. That sucks that the fight with Volkov is scratched. I was looking forward to that fight. I think it's a fight that made a lot of sense. It did favor JDS to beat Volkov, but it was going to be a good fight. Volkov fighting in Moscow, and Volkov really wanting to get back on the win track after that last second knockout loss last year to Derek Lewis, a shocking knockout loss. So I think he wanted to get that win really bad, and unfortunately the fight's not going to happen yet, but maybe down the road we'll see JDS versus Volkov. But Francis Ngannou went on Twitter saying that he wanted to take the fight with Greg Hardy, and it looked like that was going to happen. There were some rumors out there that the UFC had already spoken to Francis, and then we hear that Greg Hardy's taking this fight with Volkov. So crazy turn of events, and now Greg Hardy's getting his first it's not a main event, it's a co-main event, but it's first like real big name opportunity here when he takes on Alexander Volkov. This is crazy. I mean, it's sink or swim for Greg Hardy. You know, the UFC is giving him a chance now to fight someone in the top 10, and it's a big step up, no doubt about it. You know, I was here with Cole Sheldon yesterday arguing who should Greg Hardy fight next, and I was saying guys like Tyke Vase or something. He said Marcin Tybura, guys at the bottom end of the top 15, like borderline top 15 guys, and the UFC is giving him a top 10 guy in Alexander Volkov. So very surprising, but you know what? I don't mind it. I mean, why not see, you know, if this guy can sink or swim here? Greg Hardy's look. I think he's looked good in MMA. I think people, they don't want to like Greg Hardy, and I get why. You know, his past and everything like that. And he just doesn't seem like the nicest guy. To be completely honest, he just kind of seems like a smug guy. But as far as his fighting skills, and I've said this since I saw him in the Contender Series last year, the guy is a very good prospect. He's a super athlete, huge knockout power, and honestly, I've been somewhat impressed with his progression in the UFC. For a guy that has like barely any experience, he's only been fighting MMA for like less than 2 years, and he's already in the UFC. He's already winning fights. The Alan Crowder fight, obviously disappointing there, the DQ, but he had those quick wins over Smoley Akhmadov and Adams. And this was Soli fight. He did go to decision, and it was a no contest, as we know, because of the inhaler situation. But you know what? The fact he went the full three rounds, I think, is good experience for him. So a lot of people want to hate in Greg Hardy, and again, I understand why. It's the same way people don't want guys like Roberto Osuna in baseball to win a championship based on their past with domestic violence. And I'm totally with that, and I understand that. But we have to look at it objectively. And as a fighter, I think Greg Hardy showed a lot of improvements in his game. And I think this guy is actually a pretty good prospect just based on the pure athleticism. And he's very young, too. He's only 31. That's very young for an MMA fighter in the heavyweight division. Now, he's taking on Volkov here. And here's the thing. Volkov is actually younger than Greg Hardy. He's only 30. And Volkov is so much more experience. 30-7 record. So he's got 37 fights compared to Hardy have 7. So 30 more fights. That's a big difference. And Volkov's been fighting a long time. Since 2009, he's been a Bellator champion. He's been a top 10 guy in the UFC. Look at his run in the UFC before the Lewis fight, which was a last second knockout, a fight he was winning. If that fight went 11 more seconds, he would have won a decision. Knocked out Fabricio Verdum, huge knockout win. That put him in the top 5. He knocked out Stefan Struve, beat Roy Nelson, beat Tim Johnson. That was his UFC run. And obviously he has other wins at Bellator over guys like Blagoy Ivanov, who's a top 10 guy right now. Who else here? Mighty Mo. I mean, that's not a great name. Rico Rodriguez, former UFC champion. So he has some really good wins. The loss to Minnikov and Bellator hurt, obviously, Johnson, Congo. But, you know, he bounced back really nicely after that with the 6 straight wins, the 2 in M1, the 4 in the UFC. And I'm not ready to write this guy off just based on one loss to Derek Lewis, who has massive punching power and who's knocked out guys at the last second before. I like Volkov quite a bit in this fight, guys. I think Greg Hardy is getting too big of a step up. Again, I think Greg Hardy's a good prospect. I think that this guy actually can do pretty well in the UFC. I think he could beat a lot of guys in the top 15. I don't think he beats Volkov. I think Volkov's way too well-rounded and just way too experienced. I think Volkov's going to play a very smart fight here, stay away from Greg Hardy, use his length. He's a very long guy, very big guy. I think he can use his leg kicks. I think he can use his jab. Stay away from Greg Hardy. Greg Hardy doesn't really threaten with takedowns. So Volkov can take him down if he wants to. That's the other thing no one's talking about. Volkov can take this fight to the ground if he wants. I do think his wrestling is good enough to get the fight to the ground. And on the feet, you know, Greg Hardy can land a punch on anyone to knock him out. I don't think he's going to catch Volkov. We have seen Volkov obviously get KO'd a couple times against Minnikov and against Lewis, but I'm not ready to say this guy's a bad chin because of those knockout losses. So this is a crazy fight, and I did see some odds out there when you pulled them up here. Best fight odds. Someone, I think it was Bet Online, open odds. Yeah, Bet Online opened the odds. I mean, their handicapper is not that great. I don't know who it is, but he's not that great because he opened Volkov at only minus 175 and Hardy at plus 150. Like, that's way too close of a spread. Now it's minus 260 Volkov, Hardy plus 220. When Five Dimes opens this, I expect it to be at least minus 300, if not minus 400. I think Volkov should be a big favorite in this fight. I just see so many advantages for him. You can't completely count Greg Hardy. It's a heavyweight fight. He does have knockout power, and he's fast. But I think Volkov's just a much better fighter. I like him to win this fight. Now, when the UFC announced this fight, it looks like Francis Ngannou's not too happy about it. He tweeted something saying that he enjoys the UFC game. You know, this guy's been asking for a fight for a while now, and now this fight with Volkov pops up, and he was willing to take it, it looks like. Even though it was like a step down slightly in competition, Ngannou wanted this fight. So I feel bad for Francis because he's sitting at number two right now behind DC and Stipe, who are going to fight sometime next year whenever that fight happens. And the guy below him is Curtis Blaydes, who's already beaten twice. And then Junior DeSantis, who's already beaten. And then Derek Lewis, who's fighting against Ivanov. Maybe they'll – and then they fought already too as well, the Derek Lewis fight. We saw that last year. It was not a good fight. Maybe they're angling for that rematch. I don't want to see it. I don't think anyone does. And then Overeem's the guy below him, and Ngannou's already beaten Overeem. And then the guy below him is Volkov. So this fight with Ngannou and Volkov made way more sense than Hardy, who's not even a top 15 guy. I mean, Greg Hardy – he's not even ranked. Guys like Sergey Spivak, Pavlovich, Green, these guys are ranked. These are the guys that Greg Hardy probably should have been fighting. So, you know, I can see why the UFC pushed him, even with all the backlash against Greg Hardy and the inhaler situation and all that. I can see why they pushed him into a ranked opponent. But I just feel like number seven, Volkov, I just don't think Greg Hardy deserves this fight. I really don't. I think there's other guys that deserved it more, deserved the opportunity more, including Francis Ngannou, who seemed quite willing to take the fight on short notice and make another paycheck. But instead, we're getting Hardy versus Volkov. You know, try to make the best of the situation. It's an interesting fight. Again, Greg Hardy, knockout power, speed, athleticism, those traits can win him a lot of fights in the UFC. I just feel like with Volkov having 30 more fights and being actually a younger fighter with far more experience and far more of a well-rounded ability to submit and knock opponents out, I like Volkov quite a bit in this fight. I'm curious to see what you guys think. If you want to throw a comment in there, and I'll take a look at it, I'm curious to see what other people think. But I like Volkov quite a bit. And those opening odds, again, minus 175, I would have thrown everything I had on that. I think this to me should be a very good matchup for Volkov, and I expect him to win definitively. Now, because this fight is only three rounds now, it's been moved to the co-main event. The UFC decided to move Calvin Kattar to beat Magomed Sharipov to the main event. It's not a five-round fight, unfortunately. I think Calvin Kattar's team came out on Twitter and said they would have taken a five-round fight. So that's interesting, but the UFC is going to keep it at three. And that's probably fair because the fight's only a few weeks away. It's kind of tough to say to guys, you know, train for five rounds on like 2 weeks' notice or 3 weeks' notice or whatever. So I can see why. But yeah, that's still a great fight. I'm looking forward to that one. I'll break that down in a couple weeks here in the podcast. I don't want to give too many thoughts on that one yet. I actually have to look at it a little bit more. I guess my initial lead would be Zabit, but I have to look at it a little bit more. But yeah, that's going to be the main event now, just three rounds. And then the Hardy versus Volkov, co-main event, three rounds. Two solid matchups, I guess. But again, I just feel like Volkov and Ngannou was a better fight. That's just my opinion. And again, I'm curious to see what other people think. All right, now let's talk about John Jones. John Jones, this guy's awesome, man. John Jones, his Twitter game's really gone up, I think, lately. And he's been talking a lot of smack on Twitter, as we know, with Adesanya the last few weeks. And now he's really turned his focus to Dominic Reyes because Reyes obviously called him out after he knocked out Chris Weidman. And John Jones flat out says that he's not interested in fighting Dominic Reyes. He wrote this on Twitter last night. I'm not interested in fighting him. He basically said that it doesn't get him excited, like the last two fights with Santos and Smith. He just doesn't excite John Jones. So, you know, I can see where he's coming from. I mean, Dominic Reyes is a really good fighter that doesn't have a huge name, and he's kind of an unknown guy to a lot of, you know, especially casual fans. Hardcore fans know how good he is, but casual fans don't know him. So John Jones says he's looking for a super fight. He says he wants big name fights, and he actually said he considers the fight with Francis Ngannou inevitable. So that's interesting. And he also says that he believes the bigger fights are heavyweight, which I think everyone agrees with. And I've said this about John Jones for a while. I do agree with anyone who says that John Jones is the greatest MMA fighter of all time. I would agree with that. And I think it'd be hard to disagree just based on his resume, how dominant he's been. And basically, in my opinion, he's undefeated. I mean, the Matt Hamill fight was a joke. It's Steve Mazzagatti. He's not a referee anymore. And there's a reason why, because he wasn't a good ref and he screwed that fight up. And it should have been a TKO win for John Jones, not illegal elbows, the 12-6. That was a joke. But I've always said this about John Jones. You know, the greatest fighters in MMA history, many of them, they've moved up a weight class or they moved down weight classes, like GSP, Anderson Silva, Randy Couture, all these guys have moved up and down weight classes. That's one thing that John Jones hasn't did. He hasn't moved weight classes. I think that if he really, really wants to establish a legacy beyond a reasonable doubt, he moves up to heavyweight and fights guys like Stipe, fights guys like even DC in a rematch, but guys like Francis Ngannou. Imagine John Jones versus Francis Ngannou. That'd be a huge fight. Even Anthony Rumble Johnson, I know he's obviously hasn't fought in a while, but that'd be a big fight. That's the kind of fight fans want to see. And I think that would really gain a lot of respect for John Jones as well. We'll see what happens here with John Jones. I mean, he needs a fight. He hasn't fought since July. He seems to be healthy. He wants to fight soon. There's obviously no room left for the card the rest of 2019, but January needs a main event. February needs a main event. March needs a main event. You know, Khabib will probably main event against Tony Ferguson, I would assume, in March, but maybe Conor could be a main event for a card, co-headliner, I don't know. But John Jones needs to fight in a card, and I think he needs to headline it against someone. So Reyes versus Jones does make sense, but heck, man. Maybe this is the reason why the UFC didn't give Francis that fight with Volkov. Maybe they wanted to fight John Jones. I doubt it, but who knows, right? And that would be a big fight. I think all of us would be excited about that fight. All right, a couple other, I don't want to say fight announcements because there are two cancellations, but I'll throw it in the fight announcements category that I usually end the show with here. Claudia Gadelha has been hurt, unfortunately, and she's out of the fight with Cynthia Calvillo. And now Angela Hill wants to step in against Cynthia Calvillo. So that makes sense. I mean, why not? Angela Hill is someone who's always down to fight, and Calvillo needs an opponent. So I guess that fight makes sense. Sucks that Gadelha got hurt, but I'm not 100% sure what it was, but I saw that picture of her foot a few weeks ago. That was just really nasty. It looked like a huge part of it had been bitten by a shark or something. Just really nasty. So that fight's unfortunately been canceled. And the other fight that's been canceled actually this weekend at Bellator 232, Vitaly Minnikov and Javi Ayala was unfortunately scratched as well. Minnikov can't get a visa, unfortunately, to the U.S. So that fight's been canceled. This fight was also scratched in the summer. Javi Ayala had an issue with the commission, and that fight was scratched. Minnikov ended up fighting Tim Johnson. So don't know what's going on now with that fight, if they're going to rebook it or if they're going to give Ayala another opponent, but that fight's been scratched. I should mention Bellator odds are actually out early, which is good. Bellator 231 and 232. My full breakdowns will be available at MMAOddsBreaker.com shortly. Just looking at them, I can talk about them really briefly here. Like I said, I talked to both cards yesterday with Cole Sheldon on the podcast, broke them down. We didn't have odds at the time, though, so just looking at them right now, I mean, Roy Nelson, he's a decent-sized favorite, -185. You got to go with Nelson, though. I mean, Frank Mir is an automatic favorite. I think five straight losses, and that chin is just not there anymore, so you got to favor Nelson, but I talked about this yesterday with Cole. Two friends that don't want to fight, that always makes you kind of hesitant. Phil Davis is a big favorite of Albertson. Yeah, I mean, I could see why there. Ruth's a big favorite of Jackson. That's interesting. That one's an interesting line. What else? Rawlings against Joanne. Rawlings is a big favorite. I don't know how you can lay juice on Beck Rawlings at this point in her career. She hasn't looked that great in MMA. Three straight losses and 7-8 record in MMA. And that says it all. And then, of course, Jake Hager taking on an overmatched opponent here, Anthony Garrett. He's a -610 favorite, so he should win that. And then the other Bellator card, you got Lima still slightly favored over McDonald. Super close fight, super great fight. Love that fight. Interesting fight. And then Daly favored over Awad, as we all expected. Mix favored over Chapman, as we all expected. Minnikov over Ayala, which isn't going to happen, but we expect that. And then the one fight that's actually interesting is the Van Roosmalen versus Lencioni fight. Striker versus grappler. Van Roosmalen -240 favorite. That seems a little bit high, considering Lencioni's ground attack. So that's an interesting one. Some good fights, though, this weekend in Bellator. The only thing I'll say is I kind of wish it was one card, not two. I do feel like they could have put the best fights on together on one main card and then put the rest in the prelims instead of having a bunch of prelims with people that a lot of us don't even really know, to be honest. Like, a lot of these fighters are Bellator's prelims, are very unknown regional scene fighters. So I think they could have did one card instead. It's in the same city, in the same arena. So, that to me is something that Bellator can fix in the future. I don't know if they want it. I think they actually want to do two cards for some reason, but I think for fans, they'd rather just, you know, watch one card, especially with UFC Saturday morning. There's a lot of MMA this weekend, and that's just my opinion. I don't know what other people are thinking about that, but yeah, I'd prefer one Bellator card than a UFC card. That's just my opinion, though. Anyways, like I said, myself and Cole Sheldon, we broke down the full UFC Singapore card yesterday. So go back and check that out. I picked a bunch of underdogs on that card. I'm looking forward to it. It should be actually a pretty good card. Don't know if I'll be able to watch it live. It starts at 5 a.m. and then 8 a.m. for the main card. So 5 a.m. prelims, 8 a.m. main card. That seems pretty early. Eastern time, I should mention. I'll probably end up catching the main card. I'll probably get up at 8. I don't know if I'll get up at 5 o'clock to watch Jeff Hughes against Rafael Pessoa, but that's just me. If you guys are doing that, that's cool too, because, you know, there's a few good fights in the prelims. I like that Maurice Green Pavlovich fight, but that is an early day. And then Bellator Friday night and Bellator Saturday night as well. So lots of them made this weekend for you guys. Should be pretty good. I'm going to check and see if I missed out on anything, but I think I've got everything I wanted. Lots of news. Let's take a look here. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah, that's it, guys. So thanks a lot for joining me again today. And like I said, I'm trying to get this podcast available on all the platforms right now. There's a way for me to do it friendly, so that's some good stuff. Once again, guys, follow me on Twitter at MMAdamMartin. Podcast available at MMAOddsBreaker.com or our YouTube channel. Like, share, subscribe, tell your friends about it. Check me out at BJPenn.com, MMA Rings on Net. Guys, have a great day. I'll be back tomorrow for the Thursday edition of the podcast. Have a good one. Bye.